Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can
back. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day. 2019. I'm glad you're here. We're live on the Small Business Advocate Show. A little bit of business later on in the hour, not much. Mostly just celebrating the day and the reason for the season. And I'm going to take us back to the origins of all this. One of the first times that the reason for today was actually announced, and it's a passage from Isaiah. This is the seventh chapter of Isaiah, verse 13 through 14. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with the child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." And then over in chapter 9, same in Isaiah as well. You know this passage very well. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end." And then we move over to Luke, the revered, beloved epistle of Luke, the gospel of Luke. This is chapter 2. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were as they had been told." You know, folks, I don't know how many of you have ever been around a farm, if you've ever even seen a manger before, but a manger is basically a feed trough inside of a of a stable. If you've ever been in a stable where there are, where livestock are kept, or where they live part of the time, where they're pent up, the manger is to put the food in for them to eat. A stable is not a to say it's not a fancy place would be the understatement of all time. A stable stinks and smells. Livestock are not clean beasts, right? And so this place that, where he was born in this manger was not it was lower than low. It was not just it wasn't just that there wasn't room for them in the inn. It was the only thing would have been it might not have been as bad to have been born outside because it wouldn't have smelt like livestock. That's a pretty low situation to come into the world. And only if you go to if you ever go to a farm can you appreciate that. I want to read something now for to you that's called A Friendship Blessing. This is from John O'Donohue. We lost John a few years ago. John was a great poet and a great writer. He's on the show many Christmases. He joined me on this show, and we miss him. We still have his work. This is from his book, Anamkara. Anamkara, which means soul friend, a book of Celtic wisdom. This is called A Friendship Blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a friend to yourself. Maybe you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought to the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara, with your soul friend. John O'Donohue, ladies and gentlemen, that's the book from the book Anamkara. If you can find it, it will be a blessing in your life, and you'll thank me later for telling you about it. I've read that poem every year. In fact, I read that poem on this show in 1997, four or five years before I even met John O'Donohue. We'll take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Day.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.